I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So today is April 1st, 2022, and I always think of the month of April. We're getting into the springtime. This is a reminder of a fresh start, of new beginnings. I think of the yearly cycle. You know, every time of year, no time of year is any more special than any other time of year. It's just each time of year is giving us reminders. As we go around this circle, it's like we get this 360-degree view of God and who he is and all the facets of him and what Jesus has done for us. And this time of year, we have a reminder that he's given us a fresh start in life, a new beginning. The old has washed away, has gone away, and the new has come. We have this new beginning with him. And so walking out, this time, this is just having a time to clean out the old, to embrace the new. It's a reminder that God wants to do some new things in our life this year. Now, we've got some important dates coming up on God's calendar here in the next couple of weeks here. So on April 15th, this year, Easter and Passover, they begin to align this year. They don't always do that every single year. But April 15th, this is Good Friday, also tax day. We've got Passover on that evening. Passover is a reminder for us that Jesus was the Passover lamb. We've been released from darkness. We've been transferred into the light. And the word Passover in Hebrew is the word Pesach, which means talking mouth. We're supposed to be talking about that transfer, giving gratitude and praise for that transfer, that we've been released from darkness and transferred into the light. So we have this reminder of that. And then Passover also starts what's called the 7 days of unleavened bread. 7 days of unleavened bread, where the people were to clean out all the leaven and all the old yeast out of their houses and to feast on unleavened bread for 7 days, which is a reminder of our righteousness in Christ, that by his stripes we've been healed. You have the unleavened bread has piercings and stripes on it to remind us of the sacrifice of Jesus, and that we are now righteous with God. He's the bread that came down from heaven. We have this reminder in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It's a reminder to be cleaning out the old, to be making room for the new. Then we have April 17th is Easter, also the Feast of First Fruits, which is a reminder that Jesus was raised from the dead. We have this fresh start in life, a new beginning. And God took the Spirit of Jesus and he planted it in our hearts as a seed. And in that seed is everything that we need for life and godliness. So we're going to be taking communion over this today, just as a time of gratitude that God has given us a fresh start. And we're going to be receiving that from him today and begin to walk in this, hopefully at a higher and higher level today. But Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for you, to have you in our lives and all these powerful reminders that we have coming up during this time of the year. You've given us a fresh start, a new beginning. We've been released from darkness, transferred into the light. We're going to clean out our old ways and walk in this new way of living. Connected to you, your grace flowing through us, you doing the work through us, relying and trusting in you. We're going to embrace this new way of living. Father, we thank you for this bread. And then on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it." He makes you right. He makes you holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. And we can approach him with freedom and confidence. Just visualizing and imagining his sacrifice and what he went through on one side. But on the other side of that, visualizing and imagining who he made us to be. He gave us this fresh start in life. I think it's important we have to visualize both sides of that. Stir that into our mind in remembrance and imagination. Jesus says, "As often as you do this, remember me." We just thank you for this bread, Lord. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." This new covenant with God, this covenant personal relationship with Him. And if that doesn't lead to a new beginning, I don't know what does. That's what it's all about. So, Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, let's talk about something practical to do. A fresh start. Let's walk in this starting this week. Here's what I want you to do. Something practical to implement as a physical reminder of this. Sometimes we get into ruts and routines. I want you to vary it up a little bit. Do something new. Do something fresh. Let's rekindle those relationships with something new, something fresh in our lives. Let's do something new. Let's go have some fun. When was the last time? I think of every time we start a new month, it's a reminder. When was the last time you did something really fun? And let that be a reminder of this fresh start that we have. I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.